I'll be ready by training camp. I'm ready to go by training camp.
Not the mandatory mini camp.
Nah, I'd be full by training camp.
Frustrating to watch.
Crazy. Yeah, it's a little, you know, it's a little upsetting, but it is what it is. You know, I just gotta work hard to get back, but yeah, it's a little frustrating.
How did the injury happen exactly?
Coming around the corner on the quarterback, and the quarterback kind of stepped up. And when he stepped up, I tried to spin back around, and the tackle just kind of gave me a little push, and I guess I planted wrong, and I just felt it, and I just fell.
How much running can you do?
I can run. I mean, I can run fine. I've been doing agility drills and all that stuff previously before I came up here, so.
Why number 69?
I mean, I didn't pick the number. They just told me they had 60 through 79. I said, hey, I'll take whatever. Well, I told them I'd take anything between 60 and 69. They gave me 69. So
do you think it's was something where you had the ACL on this side, you had the 3 sacks against Alabama on this side, fifth round, was the result kind of the compromise of it all?
Yeah, I guess you can say that, yeah. You know, with me having the ACL, can do the postseason stuff. So the Alabama game helped out a lot.
Was Denver a team on your radar entering the draft? Was that the place you were hoping into?
I was willing to go anywhere, but I did talk to Denver at the combine, and that was it. So that's all I have as far as Denver.
What kind of interest did they show in that meeting? Was it anything more than other teams?
Nah, I really couldn't, you know. I mean, it was just like a normal meeting. It wasn't like they just showed like that much interest in me, but I'm cool.
So what have you been able to take from these few days you've had here at Del
Valle? I got to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, they gave me an opportunity. You know, they drafted me, and, you know, with my knee situation and all that stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, coming in here and me coming in just watching, you know, these guys play, you know, I just need to take advantage of this opportunity. So,
how exciting is it potentially be down the line that pass rusher opposite Von Miller, me being able to take advantage of the attention that he gets and get some sacks for himself?
It's real exciting, you know, again, as you know, having an opportunity to play on the other side of Von Miller, you know, growing up, you know, as somebody you watched when I was in college. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
You always talk about sacks coming in bunches. You kind of defined that last year because, you know, a lot of guys, they have one sack this game, half sack this game, one and a half. Yours was 3, some zeros, 5. How do you explain that?
I mean, I wish I could have been showing them consistently, but, I mean, that's something I need to work on, those being more consistent, so I can have those bunch of sacks and those one-sack games or whatever.
Is it a matchup deal where, you know, bigger, slower guys you can beat?
I don't think so. I think it's just more my mindset coming into the game, and then coming later through the stretch of the season, I had got limited to one side. I couldn't hop from side to side. So I got limited to one side. So I think teams, you know, kind of slammed my way and all that type stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I got limited to that one side. But, I mean, it's what it is.
Going forward, do you want that role where you're moving between both sides, or do you think they'll settle you in on one side?
I'm cool with either one.
Did you, given that you had the injury and then given the grades last season, were you disappointed at all in the fifth round, or were you kind of accepting of that? You thought it would be earlier?
I mean, it's a blessing either way, man, to get drafted with the situation. So.
Did you think that after the injury, you might not get drafted at all?
Earlier, you know, when it first happened, and probably a couple days later. But, you know, after talking to a couple more people and, you know, tell me what I need to do and tell me that I still could possibly get drafted, I started to kind of look at it more of a positive way.
When did you start running? Yeah.
Start running? It's a hard question. right the probably that Monday after the combine, that weekend of the combine.
Has it gone well enough that you don't have any concerns? You know, there's no mental block about.
No, I mean, I feel good about everything. You know, at the combine, the recheck, they said my knee looked good itself. So, you know, but all the drills I've been doing, I mean, I felt good in them, stuff like that. So I feel good about it. You know, it just take time. So just waiting on time.
Is your goal to be able to participate fully from the start of camp, or will you have to ease in a little bit?
I'm pretty sure I'll be dealing with, you know, the mental part of it. But, you know, I'm going to try my best, you know, to get rid of that part of it. But, yeah, I want to be ready to go by the start of training camp.